天要来看圣经。
Let's spend some time to read the scripture.
七年级的孩子啊，我给你一点点话。
Let me share some words with those seventh graders.
你如果第一次坐在这里
，If it is your first time sitting here，
如果你听不懂这个叔叔讲的，你不要泄气。
Please do not be discouraged if you cannot understand what I'm sharing here.
那我今天我希望能讲得更清楚一点。
Hopefully, I can share more clearly.
不过呢，我今天刚好用的是约书亚的例子。
But today it happens to be I'm using the example from Book of Joshua.
它的故事性很高。
It's a story.
我最喜欢念故事。
And I really love to read stories.
那我们一起来看约书亚记。
So let's read from Book of Joshua.
约书亚记第二章。
Joshua chapter 2.
一定要有圣经，请你尽可能找到圣经。
So please each one do have a Bible with you.
我知道上面每一次打这个荧幕呢，你好像就觉得我就不翻圣经，我看上面的荧幕。
I know that it's really easy that you do not want to turn your Bibles as you can read from the overhead projector.
字很大。
And the words are big.
如果你觉得你年纪很大，必须看那个大字圣经，你就看上面。
If you think you're very old, that you must read from those big words above, then please do so.
如果你不服老的话，觉得我要翻我的圣经，就请你尽可能翻你的圣经，跟我们一起来看。
But those who feel you are young, then please do read from your scriptures.
因为圣经很长。
Because they are long passages.
那我想要念的，用我的方式来念。
So I would like to read using my own way.
约书亚记二章哈。
Book of Joshua chapter 2.
请弟兄姐妹一定看，看着圣经这段故事。
So please do read from this story.
我念一句，然后请英文的念一句，这样我们的孩子也可以跟得上。
I will read and then the English, we will read in English also.
那我可能会漏几个字，因为我想要念快一点点。
Because I would like to read quicker, so I might lose some words.
约书亚记第二章第一节。
Joshua chapter 2 verse 1.
当下嫩的儿子约书亚从司亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说，你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。于是二人去了，来到一个妓女名叫拉合的家里，在那里躺卧。
And Joshua the son of Nun sent out Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there.
有人告诉耶利哥王说，今夜有以色列人来到你们这里窥探此地。
And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in here tonight to the children of Israel to search out the country.
耶利哥王打发人去见拉合说，那里来到你这里进了你家的人要交出来，因为他们来窥探全地。
And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee.Which are entered into the house, for they become to search out all the country.
女人将二人隐藏，就回答说：“那人果然来到我这里，他们是哪里来的，我却不知道。”
And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, "There came men unto me, but I did not know where they were. They came from."
天黑要关城门的时候，他们出去了，往哪里去我却不知道。你们快快的去追赶。就必追上。
And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, and the men went out. Where the men went, I did not know. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them.
先是女人领了二人上房顶，将他们缠在那里，摆在麻街中。
But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with a stalk of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof.
那些人往约旦河的渡口追赶他们去，追赶他们的人一出去，城门就关了。
And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate.
二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里。
And before they were laid down, she came upon to them upon the roof.
对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌。这地的居民在你们面前心都消化了。
And she said unto them, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that your terror is fall upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you.
因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你面前使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两王 亚摩利王西宏和噩将他们进行毁灭。
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, with whom you utterly destroyed.
我们一听见这事，心就消化，因你们缘故，无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath.
现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据。
Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token.
要救活我的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他的，拯救我们的性命不死。
And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have and deliver our lives from death.
二人对他说，你若不泄露我们这件事，我们情愿替你们死。耶和华将这地赐给我们的时候，我们必慈爱诚实待你。
And the man answered her, Our lives for yours. If you alter not this our business, it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you.
于是女人用绳子将二人从窗户里垂下去，因他的房子是在城墙边上，他也住在城墙上。
Then she let them down by the cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall.
他对他们说，你且往山上去，恐怕追赶你的人碰见你们，要在那里隐藏三天，等追赶的人回来，然后才可以走你们的路。
And she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there for 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way.
二人对他说，你要这样行，不然你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干。
And the man said to her, We will be blameless of this thy oath, which thou hast made us swear.
我们来到这地的时候，你们要把这朱红线绳系在垂下我们的窗户上，并要使你父母、弟兄和你父的全家都聚集在你家中。
Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, and thy brethren, and all thy father's household come unto thee.
凡出了你家门往街上去，他的罪必归在自己头上，与我们头上与我们无关了。凡你们家里的，若有人下手害他，流他的血，就归在我们头上。
And it shall be that whoever should go out of the door of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him.
你们若泄露我们这件事，你叫我们所起的事，就与我们无干。
And if thou alter this our business, then we will be quit of thy oath, which thou hast made us to swear.
女人说，照你的话行吧。于是打发他们去了，又把朱红线绳系在窗户上。
And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window.
二人到了山上，在那里住了三天，等到追赶的人回去，追赶的人一路找他，却找不到。
And they went and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days, till the pursuers were returned, and the pursuer sought them throughout all the way, but found them not.
二人下山回来，过了河，到嫩儿子耶稣亚那里，向他诉说所遭遇的一切事。
So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all things that befell them.
又对约书亚说，耶和华果然将那地交在我们手中，那地的一切居民在我们面前心都消化。
And they said unto Joshua, Truly the Lord has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us.
那我们再翻到约书亚记六章二十二节、二十三节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6, verse 22-23.
在二十二节、二十三节那时候发生的情景，就是耶利哥城墙倒塌了。
What happened in verse 22 and 23 was the wall of Jericho fell.
倒塌之后呢, 22节, 耶稣亚吩咐归探地的两个人说, 你们进那进家, 照你们所向他起的事, 将那女人和他所有的, 都从那里带出来。
After the wall fell, but Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out hence the woman and all that she has, and you swear unto her.
当探子和两个少年人进去, 将拉合和他父母弟兄和他所有, 并他一切的亲眷都带出来, 安置在以色列的营外。
And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father, her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel.
如果你再看25节的话,
if you also look at verse 25,
那耶和华却把妓女拉合与他父家并他所有的都救活了, 因为他隐藏了约书亚所打发探耶利哥的使者, 他就住在以色列中直到今日。
And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho.
啊，该我念完了，该大家来念。
So I have finished my part. It's your turn.
我们翻到希伯来书11章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 11.
31节。
Verse 31.
希伯来书11章31节.
Book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 31.
大家有没有找着?
Have you found it?
找着了，我们就一起用起音的方式来念一次.
Let's all read together.
找到了，一二三，来.
By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace.
那雅各书在那里，雅各书2章25节26节。
Book of James chapter 2 verse 25-26.
雅各书第二章25节26节。
James chapter 2 verse 25-26.
找到了吗？
Have you found it?
找到了，我们来，一二三，来。 妓女拉合
also was not Rahab the harlot justified by words when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。我们再看马太福音第一章。
Let's look at Book of Matthew chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
在那个符表的里面，就是主耶稣的 家里家谱,
in Lord Jesus' genealogy.
那我来念第五节那里,
I will read from verse 5.
那门从拉合氏生霍阿斯，霍阿斯从路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西。
And Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse.
那耶西生大卫王。
And Jesse begat David the king.
那最后一个地方,
so the last part.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书1章3节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse
3. 这是一段很美的一段圣经经节。
This is a very beautiful Bible verse.
我们一起来念好不好?
Let's read together.
在神我们父前不住纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所做的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。这里有一句话，
Here says
因信心所做的功夫，
Your work of faith.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父帮助我们在这段时间里，
Heavenly Father, please help us during this time.
借着你的话，
Through your words.
虽然是古老的一个记载，
Although it's an old story.
你把这个 故事再一次活化在我们的面前。
But once again, bring the story alive before us.
让我们好像看到这一幅图画。
So we can truly see this picture.
看到这个救恩的故事。
See the story of salvation.
我们在其中都有份。
That we take part in this.
我们仰望你这个时间。
We commit this time unto you.
向众人说话。
Speak to each one of us.
你不只向讲的人说话。
Not only you speak to the one who speaks.
你更向听的人说话。
Also speak the one who listens.
只有你向我们说话的时候。
Only that when you speak to us.
我们里面的力量才会刚强起来。
We can be, our inner man can be strengthened.
唯有你向我们说话的时候。
Only when you speak to us.
我们才知道我们今天为什么你们让我们存活在地上。
We know why we live on earth today.
我们继续的仰望你。
We continue to look upon you.
求宝血遮盖这里。
May your precious blood cover here.
荣耀赞美归给我们的主。
We give all the glory and praise unto our Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这段圣经对着在查约书亚记刚过的弟兄姐妹比较有一点点advantage 优势。
This might be more advantage for those who just study Book of Joshua.
因为我们对着这段圣经应该蛮熟的。
Because we shall be very familiar with this passage.
那我们也知道，为了刚才念的那么多。
And we know that as we read a lot just now.
我也愿意讲一点点这个背景。
And I would like to share something about its background.
这段故事是记在以色列人出来埃及。
This story was recorded after the Israelites came out of Egypt.
他们在旷野里面。
They were in the wilderness.
他们不能进迦南。
They could not enter into Canaan.
因为神让他们到旷野里面去。
Because God allowed them to enter into wilderness.
最主要是以色列人去窥探那个地的时候。
Mainly because when the Israelites spy out the land.
十二个探子。
12 spies.
只有十个探子，有十个探子说我们不要进去。
10 of the spies said that we did not want to enter in.
只有两个探子觉得我们可以进去。
Only 2 spies said we shall enter.
人拒绝神的应许。
Man reject the promise of God.
神就像惩罚以色列人一样。
So God disciplined, punished the Israelites.
让他们到旷野去。
Let them enter into a wilderness.
他们有四十年的时间生活在旷野。
They lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
第一代的以色列人出埃及的那一堂，以色列人四十年后，大部分都倒闭在旷野。
The first generation of Israelites who came out of Egypt almost all fell in the wilderness.
那第二代的以色列人起来了。
And then the second generation of Israelites raised up.
他们要进入迦南。
They will enter into Canaan.
迦南是他们神所应许的地方。
Canaan is the land of God's promise.
所以他们来到迦南的时候。
So as they come to Canaan.
他们面对第一个城。
The first city they faced.
是一个大城。
Was a big city.
是一个耶利哥城。
Was city of Jericho.
许多读圣经的人。
A lot of those who read Bible.
当你读这段圣经的时候。
When you read this passage of scripture.
你如果读完第一章末了的时候。
As you read at toward the end of first chapter,
你 skip 第二章,
you skip the second chapter,
直接读第三章,
and directly go to chapter 3,
非常的顺,
it's very smooth.
那好像没有断掉一样,
seems like there was no gap.
所以后来他们读圣经的人这样说,
so those Bible scholars said,
他说第二章那个故事好像完全插出去主题。
So it seems like the story in second chapter seems to be out of the main topic.
那因为多了这段圣经呢?
Because of this additional passage.
就出了很多的一些讨论。
So a lot of discussions came out.
因为这段圣经里面。
Because in this passage.
所记载了很多争议的问题。
A lot of dilemmas were recorded here.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为一开始的时候。
Because from the beginning,
跟第一段圣经最后有点 conflict.
Seems there was conflict with the end of chapter 1.
因为第一段圣经最后叫耶和华叫约书亚你要刚强壮胆，不要怕。
Because at the end of chapter 1, the Lord told Joshua to be strong and courageous.
你要去那个地。
Go into the land.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
因为那个地已经我赐给你了。
Because I have already given you this land.
结果第二章一开始的时候怎么说呢?
But what does it say from the beginning of chapter 2?
他说约书亚暗暗地派了探子出去。
It says that Joshua sent out the 2 spies secretly.
因为以前派探子啊。
Because at those old days when they send out spies.
那十二个探子是经过讨论以后拣选去的。
Those 12 spies were being selected after discussion.
就是说以色列人都知道要派这十二个探子。
In another words, it was to say that all the Israelites knew 12 spies were sent out.
每一个支派选一个武功高强的去。
So they select one really good one from each tribe.
好像是我们每一个 group, 每个分区选一个最好的代表。
It seems like we select a good representative from each locality
来去看那个地,
to spy out the land
给我们结论,
and then give us a conclusion.
那这一次不一样,
but this time is different.
他约书亚呢, 刚刚受到神很大的鼓励之后,
just right after Joshua received such a great encouragement from God,
他说你不要怕, 不要怕, 不要怕。
God said, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear.
就约书亚暗暗的派了两个探子去。
By Joshua secretly sent out two spies.
暗暗的。
Secret.
那就是说，以色列人大部分人可能都不知道。
That means most of Israelites did not know.
这是一件很多人在那边讨论说怎么会这样。
So a lot of people discuss why was it like this.
因为他觉得这个不像约书亚。
Because they felt it is not like Joshua.
因为你看前一次派了探子。
Because last time they sent out spies.
多数服从，少数服从多数，结果没进迦南，对不对
？Because the fewer ones submit unto the most, so that they did not enter.
十票比两票。
So it was 10 versus 2.
那约书亚真是送两票出去。
And this time Joshua just sent out two.
不知道是不是50-50哈
？We don't know if it was 50-50 chance.
但是我们知道这两个人。阿兵哥出去了。
But we know those two soldiers went.
结果出去的地方呢，是去看耶利哥城。
And they went into the city of Jericho.
结果他们耶利哥城不知道看了没有。
But we did not know if they really see the city.
但他们去了一个地方。
But they went to a place.
那有些人对这个地方又有点怀疑。
Then some people still have doubts with this place.
你仔细看黑纸白字哈。
If you read from the word,
他们去哪里呢?
Where did they go?
他们到妓女拉合的家里去。
They went into the house of the harlot Rahab.
妓女拉合的家去。
The house of the harlot Rahab.
读的时候有时候又有难处。
Then we have difficulties when we read.
如果你是将领的话,
If you are a general,
这时候你派你最好的两个人,
And you send the best of your two men,
去观察敌情。
To spy out the enemy.
结果他们去观察敌情吗?
But did they really go?
你读这里的时候就讲说怎么跑到妓女那里去?
Then why did they enter into harlot's house?
你难得在这里就有一个感觉就哎不对了。
Then you feel there must be something wrong.
那你读整篇故事的时候
As you read the whole story.
你还会发觉第三个问题。
And then you find the third question.
什么问题呢? 就是你发觉拉合说谎。
Then you realize that Rahab lied.
他骗那个耶利哥王。
She lied unto the king of Jericho.
这都是摆在那里的事实。
Those were the facts recorded.
一个妓女的家里。
In the house of this harlot.
最后呢，这个妓女骗耶利哥王。
And at the end, she lied to the king of Jericho.
这个故事，如果你这样慢慢的看下来的时候。
If you read this story.
如果你都看这些，就是我们叫做灰暗面啊。
If you look at the dark side,
你会觉得奇怪，神为什么要写这一段话？
Then you wonder why God recorded this passage.
所以有些人读的时候，读第一章就跳第三章。
So for some people, after they read chapter one,
因为他觉得第二章有太多需要解释的。
They skip to chapter three because they feel there were a lot of explanations needed in chapter two.
我们都知道耶利哥城是一个将要毁灭的城。
We know that the city of Jericho was going to perish very soon.
没有一个人能免去死亡。
There was no one able to escape from death.
一个也没有。
No one.
按探子去那个一个毁灭的城。
For spies to enter into the city that would be destroyed.
如果我们想想神在我们当中常常做的事，也就是这样子。
If we really meditate the work that God do among us, that's very similar.
所有的坏。
All those bad things.
神还需要一些挽留一样，需要有一些人在里面悔改一样。
But Lord still needs someone to repent among all those.
这是一个要发生在两军要大战的时候，要打仗的时候。
This just happened right before two armies were going to have a big fight.
好像马上就要打起来了。
It seemed like the fight was going to happen very soon.
那故事好像把我们带到一个很宁静的感觉里面去。
And the story brought us in something very close by.
整段故事里面没有讲到信心这个字。
In this whole story, did not mention a word about faith.
全部只讲到 act， 就是怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
Just mention about acts, actions, how to do this and that.
探子怎么做？
How did the spies were going to do?
妓女拉合怎么做？
And how the Rahab the harlot going to do?
那后来约书亚怎么做？
And later, what did Joshua do?
那我们今天多 emphasize 在拉合身上怎么做？
Then let's today focus more on how Rahab did.
内容很丰富，讲得不清楚。
The content was very rich, but I cannot explain clearly.
盼望圣灵在这里工作。
Pray that Holy Spirit move here.
这是一个外邦人蒙恩的故事。
That is how a Gentile received grace.
在所有的毁灭当中。
In all this distraction.
外邦人可能本来跟神的这个恩典是完全无关的。
For a Gentile had nothing to do with God's grace.
但是神的恩典能够拯救这一家人。
But God's grace is able to deliver this family.
完全是因为拉合是怎么做的。
All because of what Rahab did.
拉合是说谎。
Rahab did lie.
事件是这样做，记载。
And it did record this way.
是这样做的。
She did this way.
我们不是我们来定论的。
Not that how we shall judge.
你知道圣经有时候记载一些事情。
You know how when Bible records something.
好像是没有经过化妆。
Seems like it did not go through any cosmetics.
把那个故事美化一点。
It did not beautify the story.
我父亲现在年长了。
My father is now getting old.
他在写家谱。
He's writing our genealogies.
他在写过去的历史。
He's writing the past histories.
他有时候要我给他一点意见，修饰一下。
Sometimes he would like me to give him some suggestions.
那个有些不理想的地方，他把它美化一点。
He would like to beautify it.
哦，有些很美的地方，他要谦虚一点。
But for some already looks really good.
好像让人家看
得
不会那么的过分。
So it doesn't seem like he's over boasting.
他说两个孩子在美国有成就。
He said those two children in the States, they are very successful.
他不讲有成就。
He does not mention about success.
他用的字就是过得去。
He mentioned about they just barely pass.
在美国发展。
And they are working in the States.
后来我发觉真的我们是只是过得去。
And then later I do realize we do just barely pass.
我们觉得有些事情我们喜欢美化。
Sometimes we feel we do like to beautify everything.
好像我们觉得美化之后人读起来也容易读。
It seems like after we beautify it, it's easier for people to read.
但是圣经从来不美化。
But the Bible never beautifies things.
圣经向来是把那个事情摆在我们面前。
Bible just put the facts in front of us.
这些事情背后一定有它的原因。
All those what happened, there must be a reason behind them.
这些背后一定有神的作为。
Behind all those, there must be God's work.
也神也知道这些事情。
And God know about all those.
你知道妓女说谎摆在那里。
You know that it's a fact that the harlot lied.
神知道。
God know.
神有没有允许呢？
Did God allowed it?
好像也允许让它发生。
It seemed like he allowed that to happen.
但是我们要知道一件事。
But we have to know one thing.
神知道。
God know.
你知道每一次讲到知道。
Every time when we mention about this word, no.
我们里面有时候有这种经验，对不对？
Sometimes we do have this experience.
我们常常做一些事情的时候，
we often do something.
我们以为人家不知道。
We thought that people do not know.
但是如果你结了婚，
but if you get married,
你跟你太太之间，
between you and your wife,
你很多事情你太太其实看你一眼，她其实都知道。
That just when your wife look at you, actually she knows about everything.
你心里面说，哎呀。他知道。
But then in your heart you said, wow, she knows.
但是如果我今天告诉你，
But if today I tell you,
我们做的所有的事情，
For everything we do,
主耶稣基督都知道。
Lord Jesus Christ all knows about it.
而且他都参与。
And he's actually taking part about
it. 他就站在你旁边。
He's standing next to you.
我相信你有很多事情你的观念开始改变。
Then I think your concept with many things will change.
有时候我们做事情的时候，
Sometimes when we do something,
神可能在那边不说话。
God might be standing there but not speak.
神可能在那边觉得，哎， 真可惜。
Maybe he sighs and feels it's so unfortunate.
但他还容许你。
But he still allows you.
拉合是一个妓女。
Rahab is a harlot.
学者在写这篇经文的时候。
When the scholars write the passage,
他一直不能了解这件事情。
He could never understand about it.
两个阿兵哥怎么跑到妓女院去？
Why would those two soldiers enter into the harlot's house?
妓女的家里。
Harlot's house.
所以他们想办法要来解释为什么。
So they try to explain the reason.
有人说她只是一个客栈的女主人。
Someone said that she might be just a hotel's owner.
所以呢，怎样怎样怎样。
Therefore, that was what happened.
但是圣经你去看的时候。
But when you read the Bible,
是在妓女那
里。It is in the harlot's house.
黑纸白字。
It's in words.
而且我们知道这个妓女的家住在城墙边。
And we also know that this harlot's house dwells near the wall.
这跟打仗的时候又完全不一样。
And it has a lot of different to do with when there was a battle.
我不知道你有没有看过 Lord of the Rings 哈，魔戒，对不对？
I don't know if you have watched Lord of the Rings.
每次打仗的时候，哪里最危险？
What was the most dangerous place when there was a battle?
两军对峙的时候。
When two armies were fighting,
两边的士军都站在城墙上，对不对？
All the soldiers were standing on the city wall.
城墙是一个最危险的地方。
City wall was the most dangerous place.
城墙是平常安全的时候是人来往最多的地方。
City wall, when it's safe, it's the place where most of people pass by.
是，两个探子有理由说，因为人来人往地方多。
It's true that those two spies had a reason to say because it's the place where most of people pass by.
而且那个家里又接待人。
And also this house receives people.
所以我们就是住在那里。
So we dwell there.
我们打听打听消息。
So we all try to find out the report.
打听就知道这城内的情况。
And then we will know how it's like in the city.
就你后来发觉他们打听的时间不多。
But then you realize they did not have much time to try to find out.
因为妓女拉合把城里面的情况告诉给他们。
Because Rahab the harlot already told them what's inside the city.
刚才说打仗的时候城墙最危险。
I just mentioned that when there were battles, city wall is the most dangerous place.
他告诉妓女你们一家人要躲在哪里啊？
He told the harlot, where shall your whole household hide?
躲在妓女的家里。
Hide in the harlot's house.
最危险的地方。
The most dangerous place.
我们知道攻耶利哥城的时候，什么倒下来了
？You know what fell when the city of Jericho was surrendered?
城墙倒下来了。
The city wall fell.
城墙就是他的家的附近。
City wall was really close to her house.
结果城墙倒下来了。
But the city wall fell.
如果你看那个电影的时候
，If you watch the movie，
那所有的那些妇女啊、儿童啊。孩子都躲到城墙最远的山洞里去。
You know all those women and children, they hid to the furthest cave that's the furthest from city wall.
但是这里呢，在躲在城墙边。
But here is hid next to the city wall.
有个弟兄说，你知道中国人讲的。
Brother mentioned that Chinese people may say.
最危险的地方就是什么？最安全的地方。
For the most dangerous place is actually the safest.
你只能讲了。
But you can just say this.
你自己试看看。
Try it yourself.
你讲给人家可以。
It's okay if you mention to others.
你说最危险的地方是最安全的地方。
You tell others that it is the safest place when it's the danger, most dangerous.
你自己去试看看。
But then try it yourself.
那好像只是一个理论。
It seems like it's only
theory. 但是在神的法则里面。
But in God's principle,
并不一定说是最危险的地方就是最安全的地方。
It is really not that the most dangerous place is the safest.
是神要你站在哪一个地位上。
It is which position God would like you to stand.
神叫那一家人。
God asked this whole household.
进到那个房子里面。
To enter into that house.
那里就成为神应许最安全的地方。
That place becomes where God promised to be the most safe place.
我不知道城墙倒塌的时候。
I don't know when the city wall fell.
妓女要跟他们家人怎么说
？How would the harlot explain to her household?
如果我是她的亲戚的话
，If I'm her relative,
我一定想说搞什么？怎么在这里啊？都倒了，开始倒了。
I would think, why are we here? The city wall is falling.
我们是不是要出去啊
Shouldn't we go out?
那我不知道拉合要跟他的家人怎么解释。
I don't know how Rahab is going to explain to
her family.
Because Rahab actually did not know the city wall will fall.
因为拉合如果跟耶利哥城的这两个探子讨论，哎，你们要怎么打这个城啊？
Because if Rahab tried to discuss with those two spies about how are you going to fight those city.
因为以色列人也不知道。
Because Israelites also did not know.
但是如果以色列人说你那个城会全城墙全倒的话，
if the Israelites said the whole city wall will fall,
可能以色列那两个探子说，那你还不要在你们家，你换个地方，这太危险了。
Then those two spies would say that, why don't you change the place? Don't stay in your house.
明明觉得这里安全，
think that this is the safest place.
结果成为最危险的。
But becomes the most dangerous place.
那你知道神有时候有些事情不给我们知道，感谢主嘛，对不对？
You know, sometimes when God does not let us know something, we
thank him. 两边都不知道战争等一下要怎么打，多么的危险。
Those two sides never know how the battle was going to be fought.
但是他们按着他们所有的去行。
But they do according to what they have.
神的恩典在我们身上常常就是这样。
God's grace upon us is often like this.
我们常常觉得要多知道一点，下一步我们怎么才安心。
We often hope that we can know more so we know how to take the next step.
但是我们结果没有安心，反而忧虑，对不对？
But then we actually don't have peace, we have more sorrow.
因为知道了太多。
Because we know too much.
妓女拉合是一个事实。
Harlot Rahab is actually a reality.
在犹太人当中，
In the Jews,
他们不准他们儿女作为娼妓。
They did not allow their children to become prostitutes.
因为这件事情是惹 神愤怒的一件事情，
because this will bring out the wrath of God.
那犹太人对着娼妓这件事情是非常痛绝的。
So Jews really hate prostitutes.
因为这是淫乱的事情。
Because those were fornication.
但是这两个阿兵哥跑到妓女那里去。
But those two soldiers went into Harlot's house.
是何等神大的恩典在那里。
What a great grace of God there.
所有当拯救的里面，
among all those who are to be delivered,
竟然拯救一个行淫犯罪的，
but he saved the one who committed adultery.
我常常想到神的救恩就是这样。
I often think God's salvation is just like this.
越是不配，
the more unworthy,
越得到神的救恩，
but receive more his grace.
越是不配，
the more unworthy,
神越有怜悯，
God has more mercy.
探子跟拉合当中做了两件事情。
Among the spies and Rahab, there were two things happened.
他们全部用性命作保。
They all used their lives to be the swear, be the token.
你出事了，拿我的命来抵。
If something happened to you, my life is for yours.
我出事了，你要拿性命来抵。
If something happened to me, your life for mine.
这是一种拼命啊。
That's actually using their lives.
有一次一个弟兄这样讲，我很感动。
When a brother mentioned something, I was very touched.
他说一个聚会要好，
he said that for a meeting to be good,
就是有一些弟兄姐妹把命都拼上去。
That is when some brothers and sisters sacrifice their lives.
他们不视自己的生命为宝贵。
They do not take their own lives as precious.
这两个探子愿为妓女而死。
Those two spies willing to die for the harlot.
他说当这地赐给我们的时候，
he said when this land will be given to us,
他要以神的慈爱对待他们。
That he will use God's kindness.
这是一个救恩的故事。
That is the story of salvation.
我还想到这段故事的时候，
when I think of this story,
耶和华对拉合家是何等有恩典。
How gracious is Jehovah toward Rahab's house?
同样的，拉合何等的有紧迫性。
And also, how hasten is, how much that Rahab has the sense of this alertness.
他要接待这探子。
That she will receive those spies.
这是杀头的罪。
That's actually the thing for her to be, her had to be beheaded thing.
一个弱女子敢做这样的事吗？
For such a weak woman, she was dared to do such thing.
但是拉合是这样做。
But Rahab did.
拉合告诉耶利哥王一个假故事之后，就是说他们走以后，他马上到房顶去。
After Rahab told the king of Jericho this false story, and then she immediately went up to the roof.
他马上要知道他们怎么可以得救。
She immediately would like to know how she can be saved.
她没有等第二天。
She did not wait till next day.
她马上就上去了。
She immediately go up.
而且告诉他们。
And then she told them.
告诉他们一个大秘密。
She told them a big secret.
这个地，这个居民都已经心都消化了。
Those inhabitants of the land, their hearts already melted.
她说我听见你们出埃及的时候。
She said that I have heard when you exodus out of Egypt.
她听到了就信。
She heard and she believed.
以色列人在旷野有四十年的时间。
Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness.
他们每天看神，看神，看神。
Every day they look at God, look at God, and look at God.
拉合没有看过神。
Rahab did not see God before.
她听见了。
She heard.
她就信。
Then she believed.
你知道听到
，You know that when we hear something，
信道
，and then we believe，
我们每一个人得救的时候
，as each one of us were saved，
就是我们听到
，that was how when we heard，
有些弟兄姐妹他们就信了
，and some brothers sisters they believe，
他马上就 take， 马上就拿
，immediately they take it，
神何等祝福我们
，how God bless us，
拉合就是这样的一个心态
，Rahab have the same attitude。
拉合还做了另外一件事。
And Rahab also did something else.
他不止他自己要得救。
Not only she would like to be saved.
他要他的家人得救。
She would like her whole household to be saved.
他叫他的弟兄们要得救。
She wants her brothers to be saved.
我都不知道他怎么去邀请这些人的。
I don't know how she invite those people.
城要毁了，到我们家住。
City is going to be destroyed, so come to live in my house.
不知道他可不可以这样讲。
I don't know if she was able to say that.
我接待了那两个探子，那探子说到我们家就会活。
I have received those two spies, and they told me that if you dwell in my house, you shall live.
我觉得他这些亲戚哈，都守密功夫到家了。
I think those her relatives really were able to keep the secret.
这个保密好像不是一般人训练的出来，但是他们家训练的很好。
It seems it was not easy to be trained to keep the secrets, but her family did so well.
今天我们请人家听福音不会这样哈。
Today when we invite people to hear the gospel, we
来我们家听福音。
When we come to my house to hear the gospel,
必要的时候带一道菜来。
And sometimes you shall bring the dish.
你也可以带几家来。
Or bring some other family.
我来多人都要带菜哈。
But those who come shall bring a dish.
我们 spread the news.
And we spread the news.
越来越多越好。
And more people, the better.
除非你家里房子不够大，房子不够大的时候，就说不能来太多哈。
Then unless your house is not big enough, then we ask them don't come too many people.
所以有时候邀请是秘密的邀请。
So we secretly invite people.
接到帖子才能来。
And those who receive the invitation card can come.
没接到帖子，很抱歉。
And we feel sorry. We just say sorry to those who did not receive the invitation.
这些亲戚都相信拉合。
Those relatives believe Rahab.
他的 credit 很高哦。
She has a great credit.
她怎么做的我不知道。
I don't know how she did it.
我知道我们当中有些姐妹她邀请慕道友邀请朋友很会邀请。
I know that there are some sisters among us. You are so good with inviting gospel friends.
盼望神让我们都有这样的 credit, 这样的信用。
I do hope that God gives us such good credit like this.
这样的能够邀请人在她家里。
Invite people into her house.
实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
到那家里面。
Into the house.
不只到他们家。
Not only in her house.
拉合还要做一件事情。
And Rahab also would do one thing.
把那朱红线的绳子要挂在窗户旁。
Find the scarlet thread onto the window.
你知道挂在窗户旁，而且是很明显的地方。
You know, bind the thread on the window and such an obvious place.
不知道有没有人会问拉合，你为什么挂那个线呢？
I don't know if someone will ask, why do you tie this thread there?
这线为什么昨天没有，今天干什么？为什么要挂
？It was not there yesterday. Why are you hanging it on today?
拉合是不是跟这些人讲，这是个信号
？Did Rahab tell people it's a token? It's a.
他敢那样讲吗
？Was she dare to say that?
以色列人哈，等下攻墙的时候，等下攻打我们，看这个线的人就不杀。
When Israelites fight with us for to see the thread.Then they will not kill us.
他做这件事情的背后
，for all the background that she did all those，
他可能要承受极大的压力哈。
She probably had to bear so much pressure.
今天有些人说我们基督徒有记号的
，so many people say that as Christians have a sign.
有些人说你只要桌上放一本圣经
Some people say that if you put the Bible on your table,
哦, 你就是基督徒,
then you are a Christian.
我跟你讲, 很多慕道也放,
so let me tell you, a lot of gospel friends also put Bibles on their desk. So are Jews.
有些天主教的人也放圣经,
and so are Catholics put Bibles there.
那个圣经摆在那里,
the Bible put by putting the Bible there cannot bring us salvation.
人出去的时候开车怕开快就摆一本圣经在那个这个 passenger seat 那个 drawer 里面.
Some people that when they drive, they are afraid they drive too fast, so they put this Bible in the cabinet next to a passenger seat.
他觉得大概天使也有这个速度可以追得上嘛.
They probably thought that angels were able to catch up with him.
但是我们知道这个记号
But we know it's only a sign.
这个记号绝对不是拿来拜的, 觉得这个红线有什么魔力。
This sign, this red, this scarlet thread, is not for the people to worship, not think it has some magical power.
神要他那样做。
God would like her to do this way.
在这段故事我们就常常想到逾越节的故事。
In this story, we often think of the story of Passover.
门楣上有血。
There's the blood on the doorpost.
秘密的天使就不进到那家把他击杀。
And the angel of destruction will not enter into the household to kill people.
我们知道拉合的拯救。
And we know the salvation of Rahab.
他进入了一个以色列人的家里面。
She entered into the Israelite house.
所以他记录说以色列，他一直在以色列的家里直到今日。
So it records that she dwelt among the Israelites until this day.
在马太福音那里,
in the Gospel Book of Matthew,
我们看到拉合士在那里,
we see that Rahab is there.
她在大卫王的婚宴当中,
she is among the wedding feast of King David.
她进到那个婚宴里面去,
she has entered into this marriage.
拉合改变了,
Rahab has changed.
她不是原来那个职业了,
she no longer does the same job as she did before.
她有了婚姻的生活,
she had this marriage life.
而且进入大卫的王的谱表里面,
and also even enter into the genealogy of King David.
像是进入耶稣基督的家一样,
just like she entered into the family of Lord Jesus Christ.
几个礼拜前我们这里有婚礼,
several weeks ago we had wedding here.
不好意思, 用于宾如他们家做例子,
I use Brother Yu's family as an example.
婚礼热不热闹?
Was the wedding really crowded, popular?
从双方父母进场就很热闹, 对不对?
And it started from the two parents enter in.
从七个花童进来, 七对花童也很热闹, 对不对?
And we also felt it was so great when the seven...
花童, good.
Flower boys?
Yes.
Flower girls coming in.
父母更... 紧张哦，我的儿女在做花童。
And the parents were really nervous that my daughters are flower girls.
我们共聚一堂，参加这个 wedding party 真热闹。
And we felt so great as we joined this wedding.
证婚人很兴奋，对不对？
And the 证婚人，这个
whoever stand here 都 非常 exciting 啊。
And the one who stands here for the witness was very excited.
那还有介绍人也很。 很欢喜, 因为真的, 我们感谢主, 他们在主里面成为一家人, 对不对?
And those who introduced them together also were so joyful because we are so joyful that they become one family in the Lord.
不管在那个形式, 有人说长, 有人说短,
no matter how you feel the whole process was long or short,
不管你们怎么说,
no matter what you make,
我们进入那个婚礼的婚宴当中, 你有没有发觉你是一个参与者啊?
But when you enter into this wedding, have you ever felt that you are the participant here?
进入婚姻的里面,
enter into marriage.
很抱歉,
unfortunately,
只有两个人真正进入, 对不对?
Only two actually enter.
他们进入那个约的里面,
and they enter into this covenant.
我们全部都是怎么样?
Who were we? Like,
我们都是陪公主读书, 对不对? 就是全部是陪客,
we were just a guest.
只有两个人呢,
only two.
他们进入那个婚约的里面,
they enter into the covenant of the marriage.
你我无份,
we take no part with them.
我们只是参与者,
we're only the participant.
花童, 很抱歉, 你只是花童,
for the flower girls, sorry, but you are only flower girls.
伴男伴娘, 很抱歉, 你只是伴男伴娘,
For the bridesmaid and the best man, sorry, but you are only bridesmaid.
证婚人介绍人也很抱歉， 虽然你们跟他很close， 你还是在那婚约的外面。
Even for those who witness and also those who introduce them, but you are still outside of the marriage covenant.
因为你发觉那婚约是怎么样？
Because have you realized what the covenant be like is about?
于宾露用他的生命来爱圣女丹姐妹，很抱歉用这个例子啊。
Brother Yu used his life to love our sister Jen.
姐妹用她生命去爱弟兄。
Our sister uses her life to love our brother.
到什么时候？
Till when?
到死。
Till death.
然后结婚为什么讲死？
In a marriage, why do we talk about death?
这就是神对我们的婚宴。
And that's God's marriage plan for us.
神爱我们是无穷止境的。
God loves us. It's endless.
爱到底。
To the uttermost.
你要进入这婚宴吗？
Are you willing to enter this marriage?
你跟神立约吗？
Have you set up the covenant with God?
这是生死之约， 对不对？
That is the covenant between life and death.
神就是这样爱我们。
That's how God loves us.
盼望我们都不是来观礼的。
We do hope that we are not just participants.
我们跟神都立约。
We have a covenant with God.
就像拉合一样。
Just like Rahab.
进入了那个婚约的里面。
Enter into the covenant of marriage.
她结婚了。
She got married.
她改变了。
Then she got changed.
她不再是妓女。
She no longer is a harlot.
我们接受救恩之后。
After we receive salvation.
我们改变了。
We have been changed.
我们不再犯罪了。
And we no longer sin.
今天你接受救恩吗？
Today, do you receive the salvation?
你进入了婚约里面吗？
Have you entered into the covenant of marriage?
如果你进入了。
If you have entered.
我要问你。
Then let me ask you.
你改变了多少？
How much have you been changed?
你改变了吗？
Have you been changed?
在行为里面， 你改变了吗？
Have you changed in your deeds?
盼望我们被神的话所感动， 我们祷告。
Pray that we've been touched by God's words. Let's pray.
我们宁愿弟兄带我们。
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
借着妓女拉合的故事， 你告诉了我们信心， 我们凭着信心所做的功夫是怎样。
Through the story of Rahab the harlot, you have told us about how our work of faith is like.
你让万事互相效力， 让爱主的人得益处。
You let all things work together for those who love God.
圣经上的故事是几千年的， 几千年之前的。
For the story recorded on the Bible happened 1,000 years ago.
但是如今对我们来说就像是发生在我们的周围。
But to us, it just like it happened among us.
发生在我们自己的身上。
Happened on ourselves.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们有的信心， 我们所有的行为都是靠你来建立。
As we have faith, all of our works are being established by yourself.
因为唯有你是信实的神。
For you are the only faithful God.
是真实的。
You are the true one.
你必要成就你所应许的一切。
You will fulfill what you have promised.
你要我们付出的是信心加上行为。
You want us to commit our faith and work.
你就白白地给了我们救恩。
Then you give us salvation freely.
给了我们一切。
Give us everything.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们知道在跟随你的路上有很多的路要走。
We know that it's a long way as we follow you.
我们要背起十字架。
We shall bear our cross.
这些都需要不断地启示我们。
And we need your continuous revelation.
带领我们。
To lead us.
让我们真正地在于你的立约之中。
So that we can truly be in your covenant with you.
直到永远。
Till everlasting.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.